So we're holding Perek Dalet, Pasuk Hey. Pasuk says, Knei Chochma, Knei Vina. To acquire Chochma, wisdom, acquire understanding. Al Tishkach Ve'al Teit Me'im Refi. Don't forget and don't turn away from the sayings of my mouth. So the Goyin explains what's the difference between Knei Chochma and Knei Bina. So the Gemara says Knei Chochma, acquire Chochma, im ef shalulmoid bechinam, if you can't possibly learn free, right? You don't have the ability to learn free, it's going to cost. So yeah, Knei Lecha bekesef rav lulmod mimeno. So you should acquire with money a rav to learn from him. You should pay a rav to teach you Torah. Knei bina, and acquire understanding, means knei lecha chaver. Acquire for yourself a friend, a chavrusa, lehasbir imo, to speak and svar with him, right, to explain and learn with in more in-depth learning. Kedei lehavin dover mitech dover, in order to understand one thing from another, to deduce things. In other words, you're going deeper into the learning. So from a Rebbe, you acquire knowledge. That's Chachma. You're Makabel. But then with a Chavrusa, it's the Chavrusa that you battle things out with, that you work on it, and you try to understand it on a deeper level. And both of them, if you can't learn free, then spend money on it. So it's interesting because, you know, in Pirkei Avos it says Aseh lecha rav o knei lecha chaver. Make for yourself a rav and acquire for yourself a chaver. And there's Torahs on that, of you know, that the chaver you have to pay money for. Like it's even more demanding than a rav. But here you see the Goyin is saying that no, and he's learning it as pshat into the pasuk that yet. Yeah, a Rebbe also you have to spend money on. If you don't have someone that's going to teach you for free, if there's not a shir or whatever it is, then pay somebody to teach you Torah.
Maybe by Knei Bina, the Hakdama of Imi Efshe Lomo Bechinam is only by Rav. It's the Chachilo by Rav, the Chachilo even is Bechinam. But by Chover, maybe in Echonami, that's even stuff. That's the even to get a Chover. Pay him.
I don't know. Maybe. He's saying that the thing is that the Knei Bina is the Chavrusa you should always pay. That's going to be a tough one to be Mekayim. But the Chavrusa you should always pay, not only if.
There's some Bechino of it's worth it. Yeah.
I mean, you know, not only as a B'di'evit that you have no other one to learn for you. That's the way he's saying. Huh?
Maybe you don't have to actually pay him, you know, Yezuman.
Pay him with good Sfaras.
some begin of being koinim as opposed to the rav, definitely it should become koinim.
I'm not sure that that's correct perish over here. It could be.
I'm not saying it's muchach from the fact that you only write it in the first one, because it could be going in the second thing too.
Especially because the pasuk isn't mechalik between. There's no indication in the pasuk itself knei chachma knei bina that there should be any difference. So. It's a little bit,
Unless the hemshech of the pasuk gives it, is it?
No.
Oh no, sorry. In pasuk Zion, there's more about Knei Bina. Maybe they'll tell us.
Okay, so not there. You'll say Knei
Chachma. Yeah, so I see.
Okay.
V'hein arba dvarim.
V'hein Torah u'mitzvos v'chachma u'bina. And these, he's including, if you take the previous pasuk, which we saw speaks about Torah and mitzvahs, because we said, Yismach dvorai li becha, shmor mitzvahs v'chye, they're going to explain that to mean Torah and mitzvahs. And then in this pasuk we have Chachma and Bina. So these are four things of Torah, mitzvahs, Chachma, and Bina. V'kol b'mitzvahs, and all of it, he's saying, is related or is the emphasis is the aspect of mitzvahs. Ki Torah mitzvahs are called echad, because Torah mitzvahs, so it's all one. But it divides into mitzvah seh v'leisaseh. V'chein omar kan dalet ha mitzvah. Therefore, these two psukim, pasuk dalet and hey, are instructions that refer to mitzvah aseh. V'chakech b'leisaseh elu adalet, and then it's going. The next psukim are going to refer to these four things: tara mitzvah, chachma bina, regarding leisaseh. And that's what already starts in this pasuk. Actually, al tishkach.
Chachma bina is not. Is not in Torah. It's something chutz from Torah.
It's chacham and bina of like. It is in Torah, but he's saying Torah mitzvahs is all one. Presumably, what he means is that it's chacham and bina in learning up the mitzvahs, how to be mekayim the mitzvahs. That's the way I would understand it. And then he says, so now the al tishkach that already begins what he says is the relating to the loisa says, because it's a lashon al. And, right, al tishkach, the al teit is indicative of something of a negative, so it relates to the lois ases. Al tishkach is a Torah, don't forget the Torah. The al teit me imre fi, and don't forget, veer off from what I say, from the sayings of my mouth. And hey, na mitzvahs, those are the mitzvahs. And the next pasuk, al ta'azveho. V'sishmerecha, don't leave it, and it will guard you. Ehoveh, love it, v'sitzrecha, and it will guard you strongly. So, the Gra explains, al tazveha esachachma shalamadet hakvar. Don't leave the chachma that you already learned. V'sishmerecha, hachachma tishmer oyscha. And then the chachma will watch you, will guard you. Ehoveh, love it. How do you love the mitzvahs, the Torah of the mitzvahs, how do you, the chachma, lachzor tamid ulahazbir kedei lahavin davar mitech davar shehu habina. If you love the chachma, you will chew it up, you will keep thinking about it, you will discuss it, you will try to explain it and understand some one thing from another, which is bina. So it's a very beautiful thing. What the Gra is saying really over here is that bina, when a person is Maimik, when a person delves into the Chachma, which is Bina, in order to understand it on a deeper level, that is an expression of his love for the Chachma. You know, if you don't love it, so you hear it and you go weiter. But if you love it, you spend time on it. You go into it. And then Vesitzreka, and if you do that, so then we already saw in the Gra earlier, Kamashkasav Tvuna Tinsireka, Kamashkasav Nalamala, we said that Nitzira is a Shtarka Shmira, it's a much stronger Shmira. It's a Lashon, right? You have Shmira and Nitzira. Nitzira is a much stronger Shmira. So obviously you get a much stronger Shmira if you love the Chachma and you're putting Kaychas into it, so you know that whatever you give to the Torah, so to say, the Torah gives back to you, so it'll give you that much bigger shmira. And over here, even though by the chachma it used the lashon of al tazveha, but by bina it's not shaykh to use the expression of al.
That's where we're having the losasin, right? So we had al.
Right, we had al tishkach, al tat, and then we had al tazveh. But for this fourth bechina, which is the bechina of bina, it's not relevant to use the word al. Ela bina nechlelas bechachma. Bina is included in the chachma. So when you say al tazveh, don't leave the chachma, that will include what is necessary for bina. But bina itself is going deeper into the chachma.
Yeah, more a little bit.
What
does he say? It's labina lo shaykh al kamo b'sh'ar ki tzarech lav en oid. We just said l'chein amr av ehavea. It's not just the an out yet. The bina is only understand more than.
Okay. Next pasuk. Reishis chachma knei chachma. The beginning of chachma is acquire chachma. V'chol kinyanecha Kanevina, and with all your acquisitions, acquisitions, you should buy and acquire bina, understanding. So says the Goyin, Kloimar, Kilo, Kshata, Bolil Moed. First, right, that's the Reishis Chachma. When you first come to learn, Tire Tchila, Liknais Chachma, Vatilmed Harbe. You should see to it to first acquire Chachma and learn a lot. Like Chazal say, La'olam yilmei t'chila v'chakech yege. First, you should learn, and only afterwards, you should delve into it, and go into a deeper understanding of it. Uvechol kinyanecha knei bina, achakech, k'shelamadeta harbei. Afterwards, when you've already learned a lot, az bechol ma shekvar kanisa, then in everything that you were already koine, knei lecha chaver, acquire for yourself a chaver, a friend, lahavin davar mitich davar mimashe kanisa, to understand one thing from another from what you already koine. It's a fascinating grow. What the grow is saying over here, he's being very clear about it. It's not pshat. He's learning not just la'olam yilmei t'chila v'char kach yege, that first learn the sugya like fast and then go slow. First learn a lot of Torah. Go through a lot of Torah, you know, the Zilberman style, like that. That's where they're getting it from. That's right. They're groaning it right there. So they get it from this groan, from other places. First, learn a lot of Torah. After you have amassed a large amount of knowledge of Torah, now take a chavrusa and work on getting into the depths of what you've learned. But before you amass a lot of knowledge, you'll be sitting on any one piece of Gemara, whatever it is, and you're going to end up going off. You're not gonna get it. You need a lot of Torah in order to understand even a smaller part of Torah, in order to delve into it in a proper and appropriate way. You know, the famous stories of, you know, people giving shiurim and going with Gevaldik Alamdus or whatever it is, and then somebody says, well, there's a Gemara and so and so which says it's not like that, and the whole shtickle Torah goes down the drain. That's the So there's another place, for example, they bring here in the Ha'aras, that in the Bir of Agadata of Rabbi Bar Chana, the Goyin writes, let's listen to this one, B'tchila tzarech l'malos kreisoi, first you have to fill your stomach, so to say, with Mikra, Tanakh, Mishnah, Gemara, Bavli, V'yushalmi, Tosefta, Mechilta, Sifra, Sifri, V'chol ha'braisos, and only afterward you should be oisik in what he calls shimush talmid chachamim, to learn how to explain the psukim with the pilpul chaverim.
Easy to say when you finish that when you're three.
Right. So it's a fascinating topic, which I don't have the guts to deal with on head on. But the obviously,
how do you deal with their money? You can't do it in the proper way.
Well, first of all, you can't do it in the proper way just because unless you maybe the Zilberman or whatever it is, but you don't really, for the most part, people don't have the misgarot. They don't have the schools and the yeshivas and the whatever that. Allow such or that develop such a mahalach in learning. That's what you're saying on the technical side, but it's more than
school. I'm saying capabilities. I'm saying.
I don't know if that's true though. A lot of why it's difficult to remember is because it's become so complicated. I mean, I'll give you an example. You know, my son is in seventh grade, right? And it drives me crazy. But I don't have a choice in the matter, right? But they're learning Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos, and sometimes throwing in a riff and a Rambam and a this and that. Now, what do you get from that? What's the kid going to get from that? You make a meshuggah, like every single thing. It's not like you could remember the Gemara. How am I supposed to remember the Gemara? There's four different halachim in the Gemara. The seventh grader. So, yeah, we're all familiar, right? So you end up mamish tafasta merubalei tafasta, as opposed to if you just would learn Gemara Rashi, one mahalach. You know, Rashi, I mean, I think kedai Rashi lismei chalav b'shas atchak, you know, you could be semich on Rashi, at least for that one first learning. Just give it a pashut without getting into all different lamdas and whatever. It's much easier to remember. I mean, I remember as a kid, you know, we used to learn hundreds of Mishnayos Baal Peh, Shakla V'Taya. I remember in sixth grade, I learned Eilu Metzias Baal Peh. You know, there were other boys that did it too. We went, just learn the Shakla V'Taya, the Sugya. If you would do that, you know, I'm not, I don't know how, I'm just, my point is, I don't know, not necessarily even to learn a Baal Peh, but if you would go through, I actually know somebody who kind of like took a bunch of boys and kind of opened like a small yeshiva. He's not there anymore, but and he went like, he was finishing Masechtas after Masechtas. He learned Yeridea within, like, these kids learned like Yeridea.
By the time you get to Hadar Lisbur, so then they don't have a chance.
Oh, 1 second. So we'll get that in a second. So they learned like, you know, Masechtas after Masechtas. They finished Shas, Yeridea, got Smicha from a respected, whatever, the age of 18. And like, so he was saying, you know, it's possible. Now,
but I'll pee that idea, you're not supposed to be getting Smicha.
Huh?
That kind of idea is not supposed to be giving
us. Okay, you know, I'm asking. But the flip side of it is, right, and this is obviously, and I'm going to explain why it is. I do think we've gone overboard, but the flip side, why it has not been done like this traditionally, at least in our yeshiva systems, is because what happens is that the kids can end up learning everything that they learn in a superficial way, and if you don't sit on it and you don't develop by them thinking skills, right? That's really what it's about. If you they're trying to develop thinking skills. Same thing in the base medrash level, you know, they'll spend a lot of time on achronim, the idea, which is, again, it's all like backwards in a certain sense from what it's supposed to be. But, you know, they'll go into Reb Chaim's and they'll go into all different achronim, achronim especially, you know, the yeshiva shemahalach alima today. and they'll spend less time on Rishayim, certainly at the beginning. And again, they're trying to build them like paradigms of thinking of how to approach a Gemara, how to approach anything that you're going to learn. The question is if there's a balance somewhere. There must be a better balance somewhere in between where you can. I personally would suggest probably putting a larger focus on just learning Gemara Rashi, even Gemara just Gemara and Rashi without even Tosfos. Like the Maral says, the Maral goes to town on this a number of places. That it's that the only reason that they learn that Tosfos, like he like blames the Matpisim that they put Tosfos in the Gemara would have been. I think he says it would have been better to put the Rosh on the page. And he says you tofas the ruba like tofas. This is a Maral. It's not like just a kleine yid. You know, it's like a. He was huge, and he had tightness on this, that it's not possible to remember that once, you have to realize, once you're kind of the Gemara, I had a friend, he knew many Masechtas, Gemara Rashi, Baal Peh Mamish, and like just like straight, unbelievable. And I once asked him about his Derech Halib, and he said that's what he did. He learns a Masechta. I don't remember the number of the amount of times he said. He learns a certain amount of times. It's just straight Gemara Rashi. He doesn't even look at Tosfos until he has the Masechta cold. You know, he makes a kinyan the Masechta, and only afterwards he starts learning the Masechta with Tosfos and maybe some Rishayim. And he has a kinyan on it. Like, really knows his stuff. So, you know, probably I think it might be healthier to use, I don't know, percentage-wise at the time, a much larger percentage towards the amassing of knowledge, since it is Chazal that tells us this. It is the Gra that tells us Yomay Tchila, first do that Ligrois V'Hadar Lisbor. And again, the Gra's Chiddush here is that Ligrois V'Hadar Lisbor is not just every time you open the Gemara, but it's in general when you begin learning, spend a good, you know, I don't know, whatever amount of years you need to get all the girsa, to get all the to amass the knowledge, and then go into it. So probably it would be better if we turned the tide a little bit somehow, brought in more amassing of knowledge, and then giving the kids a good feeling. They're able to be kind of something without the complications. They can. It's much easier to remember and internalize it, and then give them at the same time, you know, like an hour or two of developing their thinking skills. You know, depending on whatever it is, but like, you know, it'll teach them how to think and teach them the, you want to call it the lumdus or maybe one tisus over here, whatever, you know, like, but little, just the littles, but they should have it developed. But the main focus, I think, probably should be more on, not that my opinion counts, it's not going to change anything, right? But the maisa, that's what seems to be coming out of the grove here, and out of Chazal. So, the next pasuk, the Gro says, salsaleha usiraimimeka techabedcha kiseb chabkena. So the word salsaleha, I don't know how to successfully translate it. I actually jotted down on the side of my sefer.
What? Just have to fiddle around with something. Just yeah. Flip over.
Yeah, like to handle it, I guess you would say it in not English, right? To handle it, and then it will raise you up. So, for example, the Metsudas says on Salsaleha, he says, Tehemim mashmish ba bekvius. You should continuously bekvius, you should be mashmish, you should feel it out, you should keep working with it. The Ralbag says, Droich usloil tamid bemislul atayra. He uses from the Lashon of mislul, of a path, like trod and make, and always be like walking on the path of the Torah. So he uses that Lashon of Salsaleha, like, which is, it's all the same concept, the same idea. The Ibn Ezra says, Hagbir v'raymimo, raise it up. Okay. And Rashi says, to seek it out, to always chazara, to be medactic on it. So they're all saying the same concept. Salsaleha would be, you should continuously be handling in the learning. Usirei memeka, and that will raise you up. Or it will raise you up. Techabedcha, it will honor you. Kisei chabkena, when you hug it. So the Gro says, Salsaleha usirei memeka, hi bina. That's going on the bina. Hatvuna sheba bina. The tvuna sheba. V'tafich tamid lahavin al buryo. We saw earlier on in the Sefer, the Gros says there's a concept of the tvuna that's within bina. Over there we saw that it meant the bina was understanding, and the tvuna was how that drasha comes out of the, like the vav, it's mamayit, right? How it attaches to the specific drasha. That's the way the Gros explained earlier in the Sefer. In other places, the Gros, we said, says the tvuna is about explaining it out to others. But here it sounds more like that first definition that he gave, that the tefuna shebabina, that you should continuously be chazering, reviewing, and turning it over to understand it in its full clarity. The end of the pasuk is keneged chachma, v'gam kein tefuna shebachachma, including the tefuna that's in chachma, because there's a tefuna in bina and there's a tefuna in chachma. That you shouldn't leave the chachma from understanding it clearly. Tfunas, like he said, that's, it's connected to two types of tfunas. We'll just read the, without the Gros Bir over here on Pasuk Tes. We'll skip to Pasuk Yud because it's again we're trying to make more of a focus on the things that will have a more practical application to our avodah. So, the pasuk yotze shema b'niva kachamarai. Listen, my son, and take my statements. V'yir b'lechosh neischaim, and they'll add for you, they'll increase for you years of life.
Test we missed. Skip test.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the one I meant to do. We should just read the pasuk inside, right? Titen the roishcha, put it to your head. Liv yaschein it's like a jewel, a necklace or jewels, I don't know, tachshit, how do you say tachshit? Jewelry that's right, bringing some kind of charm, okay? Ateres teferes teman gneka, and the crown of splendor that will protect you. Shema b'ni v'kacham, right? Listen, my son, and take my statements. The year b'luchos neischaim, and it will increase for you the years of life. Says the girl, Shema b'ni, we'll skip the first sentence, Shema b'ni, shemitchila, tzarech l'shema mirabai. First you need to hear, he needs to hear from his Rebbe. So that's Shema b'ni, first hear from the Rebbe. V'kacham, right, I guess b'ni would be the lashon of, like we know, Talmidim kebanim. Talmud is referred to as a child, as a son. So here my son is him hearing from his Rebbe, v'kach amarai, achar kach, tikach amarai l'cha, then take it away. You have to have a takeaway. You got to take away whatever you learned from your Rebbe, those statements, v'tachzer oisam, and chazer them, and review them. That's the taking to yourself, is taking them home, so to say, and reviewing them. Oh, another pshat, he says, or kachamarayk meshikozav kilekach toiv vaynu lekayim amitzvos. That's to be mekayim mitzvos. We find lashon of lekicha lekach referring to mitzvah. So it could be the kach, he says, is referring to the mitzvahs. The first pshat, he explained kach as a reference to Torah, and now he's explaining kach as a reference to be mekayim the mitzvahs. So meshikozav chacham lev yikach mitzvos. V'yir b'lochosh neschaim k'moshem chazal. Like Chazal said, Kasafti Lamala, I already brought her earlier. The Chieshonim Shenim Shel Chaim, is there such a thing as years that are not of life? What's years of life? They're like years of not of life. Eli Yimei Odom Shenis Hapchum Mirolo Toiv, the Gemara over there says that these are the days of persons that were turned over from bad to good. That's the Kaich L'Toira that could take years that were bad and turn them into good. Okay, so I think we'll stop here. The truth is that from here on, this parak especially, there's quite a few chashav yisaydis that we're about to get to. In this parak. Okay.
That's good.